and what you listening to right now.
Hello, hello, hello. Hola. Ciao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Kashidele. Buongiorno. Now that we've done a few podcasts, how about a little self-introduction and a little information about our podcast? The English Teacher John Show. Woo! My name is John Coons, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I was born... who cares about any of that? I am an English teacher, and I live in Matsumoto, Japan, with my wife. I enjoy skiing. I really enjoy skiing. Yoga. Scuba diving. Soaring. That means flying gliders. Cycling. Reading. And being lazy. Today is Thursday, August 18th, 2005. And it's a bit warm here in Matsumoto. A quick look at the thermometer tells me it's about 31 degrees Celsius. I think that's about 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Podcasting and the English Teacher John Show. Yes! We have begun producing a regular podcast. And I think it's a little different than some of the others that are out there. One of our important goals is to make each podcast in clearly understandable, easy to understand English. I often speak slowly, or even very slowly, because I know what it's like to learn a new language. In the last 15 years, I have studied Italian, Tibetan, and now Japanese. Hey! Learning a new language is difficult. It is not easy. Not easy. So, with the English Teacher John Show, we are really trying to create something that is accessible and understandable and useful for a wide variety of English learners, especially those at the advanced beginner and intermediate levels. Our first podcast was produced and published during the first week of August. Yes, that's just a couple of weeks ago. On the English Teacher John Show, you'll hear segments on English grammar, pronunciation, idioms, some fun and games, features and topics, and, well, I'm not really sure right now. This is a learning podcast. And not a general podcast. At times, we explain English grammar, pronunciation, and things that may not be very interesting to those who are not studying English. We welcome your ideas on how to make our podcast more useful and interesting. Useful and interesting. We want people listening to it, understanding it, and getting something out of it, learning from it. That's really important to us. So please let us know if you would like us to include something related to English language learning. We're happy to get your ideas. You can email us at teacher@englishteacherjohn.com. Our website is englishteacherjohn.com. I also enjoy listening to podcasts. Like many other people, I have also been thinking about how to use podcasts in the classroom with my students. I think it's possible to have lesson summary podcasts. You know, sometimes the life of a student is busy and you just can't make it to a class. Or maybe you did go to the class, but you'd still like a little audio summary of the lesson. Hey, how about students creating and submitting podcasts to their teachers for evaluation? Or just for the creation process? Hey, English students, what are your ideas about podcasting? Its usefulness for learning English? What would you like to do or listen to relating to podcasts? Are they useful? Will they help you learn English? Please send us your ideas. I think podcasts can be great for those students who don't have access to native speakers or materials like audio CDs and cassettes. In Japan, Korea, Europe, and some other places, these English learning materials are everywhere. And that's great. But in many places where I've been, Tibet, India, Indonesia, Thailand, many of these less served communities and maybe poorer areas, there are not a lot of English language materials. Sometimes there may be some books, but access to spoken English, a native speaker, or audio listening materials, it just isn't there. But many communities, both rich and poor, nowadays do have some computers that are connected to the internet. As long as you have a computer with headphones or speakers and an internet connection, you can download English learning podcasts like the English Teacher John Show. Isn't that a great thing? You can download these English learning podcast from anywhere in the world with an internet connection. So, use your computer and internet connection to improve your education and improve your English. If you want, get yourself an MP3 player. They are getting cheaper every month. Get on the internet. Download some English learning podcasts and listen and learn. while you're driving or sitting in traffic, while you're walking, sitting in the park, having a fight with your partner, doing the laundry, picking the tomatoes, or, well, you can listen just about any time. That's the nice thing about podcasts. They're easy to download, put on your computer or MP3 player, and listen when you feel like listening. And please don't forget, you can listen on your computer with a speaker or headphones. You do not need an MP3 player. So thank you for listening to the English Teacher John Show. I enjoy producing it, and I will pledge to you to improve it, make it better, and make it more useful. Please send your comments. I love to get feedback and comments. teacher@englishteacherjohn.com. Thank you for listening. Gracias. Danyabat. Grazie. Dankeschön. Kapun kap. Arigato gozaimasu. Tujeche.